Good morning. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, November 30th. The grains were higher overnight, trying to test new highs. Beans bucked up against 12 bucks again, couldn't take it out, got up to 11.99. We broke almost 30 cents off of those highs. The corn's broken 9 cents. Wheat, better part of 16, 17 cents off the highs. It looks like they did have some rains in southern Brazil. Looks like they're in for more rains in the next 6 to 10 days. They may have broken that cycle there. Now, it's been the pattern that we get some rains in Brazil. Market breaks. It's the last day of the month. Funds could be lightening up here a little bit. And then they come back in on the next day. We'll have to see if that holds true here. The Dow Jones is down 370. It's about 80 points off its lows. I think the market is reacting to all the COVID issues that we're facing out here, the unemployment, the hunger, and everything else that's going on out here. And I just don't think it bodes well for a strong stock market. But I've thought that, you know, for ages out here, and the market's still within 500 bucks of its all-time highs. The dollar's up a little bit here, up 8 ticks. I don't think they'll have much impact. Metals are a little bit mixed here. But we've got an outside down day in the beans to start the week here today. If we finish up down here, I think it's going to look pretty bad. But we've had these lousy closes, particularly in the wheat where it comes right back. Maybe this will be another one. If March wheat closes under 584 in that area at any point, I think it opens up the door for lower prices. If Jan beans close down here, I think it opens up the door for lower prices. We're at 1174 right now. And if March corn closes under 328, I think that opens the door for lower prices out here. So I'm a little bit negative on these grains. We'll see if we get a turnaround Tuesday tomorrow. But overall, we made the highs exactly when we thought we would. The last Friday of the month in corn and beans, made new highs in the S&P and the NASDAQ. We backed off considerably since then. So this might be the highs in here. My point being that if you haven't done any marketing for the 20 crops or the 21 crops, this would certainly be a good place to get it done. Start looking at 21. I have no idea why anybody's holding corn. There's no carry in the market, or beans. There's no carry in the market. So I'd be selling whatever you want and re-own whatever you want with call options on any kind of good break. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.